Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, March 24th, Thankful Tuesday. I'm thinking of a lot that we have to be thankful for today. One person reminded me that we are thankful for a church that provides food security for families in need and allows our children to participate in prepping and giving the food to our backpack buddies at Grants Mill Elementary. I'm also thankful for Central Baptist Church, the church where I grew up. They do something very similar, and my mom and Miss Sandra and others are involved in packing the bags in their church. One other person reminded me that they are thankful that God hears our prayers. This individual had been praying for something for over 20 years and is finally seeing the fruit of the prayers. I'm also thankful for things that I take for granted, like being born in a country where good health care is provided. Lord, on this Thankful Tuesday, we begin with praise. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall declare your praise. Take a moment to think to yourself, a person, a place, a thing, and an attribute of God that you are thankful for. In the scriptures today, we're in Romans chapter 15, starting in verse 30, and we'll go to chapter 16 in verse 7. Paul here is planning to visit Rome, and he's giving some of the details about his trip, and then he moves into some personal greetings. I really like this part. I'm very curious, who are the people that he's talking about? He mentions Prisca and Aquila. We've met them in the book of Acts. And others, he mentions in verse 7, Andronicus and Junia, my kinsmen and fellow prisoners. I wish I knew more about them. Let's read it together. I appeal to you, brothers, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit, to strive together with me in your prayers to God on my behalf, that I may be delivered from the unbelievers in Judea, and that my service for Jerusalem may be acceptable to the saints, so that by God's will, I may come to you with peace and be refreshed in your company. May the God of peace be with you all. Amen. I commend to you our sister Phoebe, a servant of the church at Cenchrea, that you may welcome her in the Lord in a way worthy of the saints and help her in whatever way she may need from you, for she has been a patron of many and of myself as well. Greet Prisca and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who risked their necks for my life, to whom not only I give thanks, but all the churches of the Gentiles give thanks as well. Greet also the church in their house. Greet my beloved Epaphroditus, who was the first convert to Christ in Asia. Greet Mary, who has worked hard for you. Greet Andronicus and Junia, my kinsmen and fellow prisoners. They are well known to the apostles, and they were in Christ before me. I'm going to read this verse, verse 7, in the NIV as well. It says, greet Andronicus and Junia, my fellow Jews who have been in prison with me. They are outstanding among the apostles, and they were in Christ before I was. This is an exciting verse for me because it mentions Junia, a woman, as an apostle, someone who is spreading the news about Jesus. And I'm just reminded to be grateful for her and for all those who are listed here that helped to spread the news about Jesus around the world. I'm also reminded that here in Romans, Paul says that God is the God of hope. He's the God of joy, the God of peace, and the God of endurance. And so I pray that today you will experience this God in your midst. Our passage from the Psalms today is Psalm 73, starting in verse 16, and we'll go through verse 28. Because we're picking up in the middle of a psalm, I need to give you a little context. Here, the psalmist is wrestling with why wicked people prosper. But when I thought how to understand this, it seems to me a wearisome task. Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then I discerned their end. Truly, you set them in slippery places, and you make them fall to ruin. How they are destroyed in a moment, swept away utterly by terrors. Like a dream when one awakes, O Lord, when you rouse yourself, you despise them as phantoms. When my soul was embittered, when I was pricked in heart, I was brutish and ignorant. I was like a beast toward you. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterward, you will receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For behold, those who are far from you shall perish. You put an end to everyone who is unfaithful to you. But for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the Lord God my refuge, that I may tell of all your works. Let me just read Psalm 73, verse 26, in a couple of the paraphrases and translations. Here it is in the Message. When my skin sags and my bones get brittle, God is rock firm and faithful. And in the Christian Standard Bible, my flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart, my portion forever. And one more, and this time I want you to repeat after me and use this as our prayer to close today with thankful hearts for all that Jesus has done for us. Let us pray. Lord, my mind and my body may grow weak, but God, you are my strength. You are all I will ever need. Thank you, Lord, for being our portion, our strong tower, our rock, our redeemer. Thank you, Lord, that we are rescued by you. I pray for my brothers and sisters, whatever struggle that they are in, that you would be near to them. I pray that the God of peace would be with all those who are listening. And we thank you, Lord, for those who have spread the good news about you so that we could be benefactors and hear. Lord, this is the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I look forward to reading alongside you tomorrow.